The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding a summit tomorrow to coordinate an American action plan to combat the Zika virus. No one's caught the virus within the 50 United States yet, but public health officials say it's just a matter of time. Dr. Tom Frieden is the director of the CDC, and he joins us from Atlanta. Dr. Frieden, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks very much. Good to be with you.
So first of all, tell us, why is it that public health officials believe that there is a likelihood or possibly even an eventuality that Zika is going to make its way into the U.S.?
Zika is the latest in a series of health threats that is unpredictable. What is predictable is that the better we prepare, the better we can protect Americans. We are literally learning more about Zika every day. We're making progress confronting and stopping Zika every day, but there's still so much more to do. It's quite difficult. Already we've got hundreds of cases in Puerto Rico, hundreds of returning travelers coming back to dozens of states throughout the U.S., and mosquito season hasn't even started in full force yet.
Now, what states do you believe are most at risk in the short term?
Well, first off, the hardest hit part of the United States is Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. They face the risk of potentially hundreds of thousands of cases by the end of the year if it acts as other viruses have acted, and potentially even thousands of infected pregnant women. In the southern part of the U.S., where there have been clusters of dengue, there are relatively large numbers of these mosquitoes in some places, and they're potentially at risk. So improving our ability to track and control mosquitoes is very important.
And of course, within the word control, there are many layers of possibility there. Of course, there's what individuals can do. And just remind us, what can or should individuals do if they're concerned about mosquitoes and Zika?
There's a lot that individuals can do, particularly pregnant women. If you're in a place where Zika is spreading, use mosquito repellent. Wear long sleeve shirts and long pants. If you can get rid of all of the standing water around your home, that'll be very helpful. And of course, for any woman who's pregnant, it's really important to know that it's best to avoid travel to anywhere with ongoing Zika transmission. And if your sexual partner has been to a place where Zika is spreading, use a condom. And in places like Puerto Rico, we're also exploring further activities such as spraying inside women's homes to control mosquitoes. This is something that requires an entire community-wide response to attack both the adult mosquito and the mosquito larva, both outside and inside.
But a lot of people hear the idea of spraying, even if it's just spraying in the community, and then the possibility of spraying inside a home with a great deal of concern. I mean, there have been, in years past, communities that have opted not to spray, even when there's the concern of, say, I don't know, Triple E or West Nile virus, because of they're worried about the dangers of the insecticides themselves. So how should a community balance all these myriad concerns?
That's another great reason that states and communities need to plan for what will be done. It's safe to say that in most communities, there will be a divergence of views, with some people asking for more spraying and some people asking for less spraying. We like to get into the details here and talk about what we're doing, where, and how it can be done so that the benefit will be greater than any potential risk. For example, there's a natural larvicide that kills the mosquito larva. It's very specific for mosquito larva, called BTI. And that's something that can be used widely and really knock down mosquito populations. In Puerto Rico, where we're seeing a really significant risk, spraying inside the homes safely and carefully with insecticides that are EPA approved for use in the home has the potential to really protect women from mosquitoes and therefore from Zika.
Dr. Frieden, if I just may ask, though, I mean, since we're speaking about a particularly vulnerable population, that is women who are about to be pregnant or who are pregnant, there are a lot of classes of drugs and insecticides and pesticides where, even though they're EPA approved, they may not have been tested at all on pregnant women because they're especially vulnerable, as are their fetuses. So I guess what I'm asking is, how much do we know about the effects of these insecticides on pregnant women themselves?
Well, one thing we're increasingly confident in is the strong association between Zika infection and devastating fetal malformations.
Yes.
So with any intervention, you always have to balance the risk and the benefit. We're only at this point really considering indoor spraying in a place like Puerto Rico, where there's likely to be widespread transmission of the Zika virus by these mosquitoes. And interestingly, we thought that women might be quite reluctant to have spraying done in their homes for all of the reasons that you mentioned. And so we've done a series of focus groups there, and we found just the opposite, that women would welcome it. They're extremely concerned about the risk of Zika. They understand that it may be a devastating problem. And the key, though, is to very carefully select what insecticide is used and make sure that it's applied safely to reduce any risk of human exposure.
I take your point in reminding us about the risk of microcephaly, of course, which is one of the reasons why everyone's concerned about Zika here. But let's move for a moment, if we can, to what the United States as a whole can do, because I see that President Obama has requested, what, $1.9 billion to fight the Zika virus, but Congress has yet to vote on that. And House Speaker Paul Ryan says that the money already set aside to fight Ebola should be used instead for Zika. So do you believe that that's adequate, or that we should be putting new money into funding our response to the Zika virus?
I think it would be dangerous to let down our guard and take funds away from one activity that's protecting Americans and stopping disease there so it doesn't come here to fight the latest threat. We will look for resources everywhere we can. We've had a very encouraging response from the private sector that's made some important donations. But the bottom line here is that we need resources to provide the protection that Americans deserve.
Well, that's Dr. Tom Frieden. He's the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, speaking to us about tomorrow's Zika Action Plan Summit that's being organized to help prepare the United States and its response to the Zika virus. Dr. Frieden, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.